And now, December Bride, the story of a guy who likes his mother-in-law. Created and transcribed by Park Levy, featuring Hal March and Doris Singleton. And starring the beloved lady of the screen, Spring Byington. In these days of rising prices, it's nice to have an employer who's as thoughtful as my boss, Mr. Gordon. There's nothing he wouldn't do for his employees. And that's exactly what he does, nothing. Oh, I've got to admit that last Christmas he was most generous. He gave me a dozen silk neckties. Well, they weren't exactly neckties. He gave me a silkworm, a pattern, and a needle. However, he does recognize that food costs are going up. Last week, I found a little something extra in my pay envelope. A pamphlet entitled 200 Ways to Make Hamburger Without Meat. I tell you, there ought to be a law against that. Yes, honey?
Why don't you quit complaining about the way Mr. Gordon treats you and do something about it?
What, for example?
Ask him for a raise.
What you said. In our office, just for thinking about a raise, we lose our privileges at the water cooler.
Oh, don't be such a coward, dear. You know you deserve a raise.
Well, sure, I know, but asking would be embarrassing. It would destroy the beautiful spirit between Mr. Gordon and me. He looks upon me as a brother.
It's a good thing he doesn't look upon you as a father. You'd have to give him an allowance. No, really, honey, you'll have to do it.
Oh, hi, Lily.
Oh, back from the store already, Mother?
Oh, the prices nowadays, it's unbelievable. See this watermelon? $5.90.
What? For that little melon?
Well, not entirely. The melon was 90 cents. The $5 was for a traffic ticket. And I had quite an argument about that with the market manager.
Well, what about?
Well, they validate parking tickets. I don't see why they shouldn't validate traffic tickets, too. It's all part of shopping.
Sure. Well, what'd you get the ticket for this time, Lily?
Well, it was most unfair. All I did was make a U-turn.
No, Mother. Don't you mean a U-turn? I made two of them.
Lily, you ought to know making a U-turn is illegal.
Of course, but I forgot. So I made another to cancel it out. Oh, Ruth, here's the meat.
Oh, thank you. What did you get?
New York cut. 2 pounds for $1.50.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Matt, dear, I just call it a New York cut. Actually, it's ground round. But the butcher was reading the New Yorker while it was going through the grinder.
How did he turn the pages? With his nose? Every time I've seen him, he's had both thumbs on the scale.
I don't think rising prices are any joking matter. You know, I was just telling Matt he ought to ask his boss for more money.
Oh, it's a shame that some employers have to be asked. Your father wasn't like that, Ruth. When he was in the candle business, he used to give all his employees raises every week, whether they asked for it or not.
Well, how could he afford it?
He actually couldn't. But business was so bad, he had to do something to keep them happy.
Well, sit where you are. I'll get it.
Mother, Father wasn't a very good businessman, was he?
Oh, I don't think I put it that way, dear. He was just a victim of poor timing.
Poor timing?
Yes. Unfortunately, he went into the candle business 20 years after electric lights were invented. If he thought of going into the candle business 20 years before it was invented, I'm sure he'd have made a fortune.
Oh, yes. Who is it, Matt?
A telegram for me.
Oh, my goodness. Bad news. Now, what makes you think that?
Experience, dear. The only time people send telegrams is when they have bad news and can't wait to give it to you.
Yeah, you're right, Lily. It usually is. Hey, I wonder if it might be from the Army. Maybe they want me back.
Oh, don't be silly. Anyway, even if they did, they certainly wouldn't send you a telegram.
Well, I'm not too sure about that. Last time they did, a singing telegram at that. Four military policemen with fixed bayonets knocked on the door, and when I answered, they sang, "You're in the Army now." I wonder what this is.
Darling, why don't you open it and find out?
Okay. From a legal firm in Texas. Something about Uncle Cyrus's estate.
What do they want us to do, pay his bills?
Yeah, I guess so. Let's see. Cyrus Henshaw, will probated. Congratulations, your share of estate, $100,000 en route. Your share of estate, $100,000. Ruth, we're rich.
Oh, he left us $100,000. Oh, Matt, I can't believe it.
Oh, but I'm so happy for you. Why, I didn't know your uncle was rich, Matt.
Well, that's the funny part about it, Lily. I didn't either. I haven't seen him for years. The last I heard of him, he was digging ditches in Houston.
Oh, that explains it. He probably leaned on his shovel too hard and struck oil. They say it happens all the time in Texas.
They say? Who's they?
Texans.
Oh, that lovely, dirty oil. Ruth, honey, kiss your rich husband.
Oh, a pleasure. Matt, careful. You're messing up my lips.
Don't worry. I'll buy a new set. Come on.
All right.
Hi, neighbors.
Hello, Pete.
Pete, congratulate me. I'm rich.
Oh, are you kidding?
Okay, wise guy, read this telegram.
Oh, sure.
We can hardly believe it ourselves.
Well, I don't see why, Ruth. First time I laid eyes on Matt, I said to myself, there is a guy with ambition, initiative, ability, and drive. He can't help making a fortune if his luck holds out. And his rich uncle doesn't.
Well, regardless of anything, I'd better start fixing lunch.
I'll help you, dear. Let's make a meatloaf.
Oh, meatloaf? Give that ground meat to Rover, Lil. Let's have steaks 3 inches thick, smothered with onions. But first, for an appetizer, some pheasant with wild rice.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that a little heavy for lunch?
Who cares? With our money, we can afford bicarbonate.
Come on quickly, Mother, before he gets some more ideas.
Oh, all right, dear. But perhaps you ought to get something festive for the occasion.
Boy, I sure envy you, Matt. Say, how come you never mentioned you had a rich uncle?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, Pete. I didn't know it myself. Uncle Cyrus always roamed around the country doing odd jobs like farming and cow punching, you know. In fact, many's the time I thought of writing and offering him money.
Well, why didn't you?
I was afraid he'd accept.
Well, you sure are lucky having a relative leave you $100,000. I got about 100,000 relatives. I'd be lucky if they left me $1. What are you going to do with all the money?
I haven't thought about it yet, but believe me, I'm going to use it wisely. Uncle Cyrus would have wanted it that way.
Matt, let me shake your hand. You're real people.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Well, sir, good old Matt Henshaw isn't going to let his money go to his head. What if I have got $100,000? Will that make any difference in my way of life? No, sirree, Bob. I'm still the same humble, democratic kind of fella I've always been.
Who are you calling?
My boss. Hello, Mr. Gordon. Oh, this is Matt Henshaw, your faithful, loyal employee. Mr. Gordon, I wonder if you'd do me a favor, sir. I'd appreciate it very much. What is it? Drop dead. Yes, Ruth?
Have you gone out of your mind quitting your job?
Oh, honey, be sensible. Why should a man in my financial position work?
But you're too young to retire.
I must say I agree with Ruth. Work is important. Why, look at John D. Rockefeller. He worked until the day he died.
Yeah, but that was his own fault. He shouldn't have thrown those dimes around so recklessly. Anyway, I don't know why you girls are making all this fuss. It's not as if I were going to loaf around the house. I intend keeping myself occupied.
Doing what?
Oh, playing golf, lunching at Romanoff's, clipping coupons, driving my Jaguar around town.
A Jaguar? Oh, Matt, you didn't actually buy one.
Oh, didn't I tell you? They're delivering it later.
Well, I certainly hope I'm not here when they do. Even if they've got it on a leash, I wouldn't feel safe.
Mother, it's a British car.
Oh.
Matt, how much?
Oh, mere trifle, honey. $8,000? And that includes extras.
Extras?
Yeah, a chauffeur. Honey, from now on, we're going to live in style. There's nothing too good...
Excuse me, I'll get it. Hello, Lily. Come in, Hilda. Dear, the most exciting thing has happened today.
What?
Try to guess. I'll give you 3 guesses.
Let's see. You met a tall, handsome man, and you're eloping with him tonight.
No. Guess again.
You met a tall, handsome man, and you're going to turn him over to me.
No.
Let's see. You met a tall, handsome man, and you're going to turn him over to me.
Hilda, you said that before.
I know. But when I get hold of a thought that's good, I don't like to let go of it.
Matt,
Matt just inherited $100,000.
Oh, Lily, stop teasing.
No, really, it's the truth.
$100,000? Oh, well, I'm glad for him. But why couldn't it have happened to me? Boy, what I could do with $100,000. 150,000 corned beef sandwiches. 300,000 pieces of cheesecake. 857,000 malted milk.
It's ridiculous the way Matt's allowing this legacy to go to his head. I feel that something...
Don't bother, Lily. I'll get it.
Mr. Matt Henshaw?
That's right.
I've come to deliver your 100 grand.
Boy. Okay, friend, if you'll just hand it over.
I'm afraid I can't. It's out in the truck.
In the... Oh, I get it. They sent it in small bills. Well, I don't mind counting it. Hey, Ruth, Lily, Hilda, come quick and bring shopping bags. This is it.
Matt, what's the excitement?
Come on, everybody. 100 grand's in the truck.
Oh, it's so thrilling.
Matt. Can I keep everything that gets stuck between the fingers?
Well, let's get going. Oh, what a sad moment this is. Poor old Uncle Cyrus. Poor old rich Uncle Cyrus. Hurry it up, will you, pal?
I'll just let this tailgate down. Well, they,
What are you talking about? That's a horse.
That's right. And if you got any fields to plow, 100 grand's your baby.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm not rich anymore.
Oh, Matt.
I've lost my fortune. I'm poor, poor.
Oh, there, dear. Look on the bright side.
What bright side?
Think how much better off you are than the people who go to Santa Anita. They lose fortunes on horses, too, but they don't even get to take any of the merchandise home.
Oh. Hey, you big ox, you get away from my prize petunias.
Hey, Matt, you wouldn't believe this in a million years.
What?
It sounds too ridiculous to repeat, but as I came up the walk, I imagine I saw a horse over there.
A horse? Pete, you ought to have your eyes examined.
It's funny what imagination does to a person. Yeah. I could have sworn I saw him standing right there in the middle of your petunia bed. Oh, Matt, you're right. I do need glasses.
Why?
Now I see the horse, but I don't see the petunias.
Oh, not nag. Afternoon snacks yet. And, Pete, I don't appreciate your ribbing. You know very well that horse is my legacy.
Sure I do, sure. But what's wrong with you? What happened to your sense of humor?
Sense of humor? Listen, wise guy, how would you feel if you were expecting $100,000 and got a broken-down beast instead?
How would I feel? Why, you mean before or after I cut my throat?
See what I mean? This animal's going to bankrupt me. Lily's feeding him scrambled eggs. He devoured the lawn. And look at him now. He's eyeing the paint in my car.
What are you waiting for? Why don't you get rid of him?
No, I'm way ahead of you, pal. I've got an ad running in this afternoon's paper.
Oh, how much are you going to ask for him?
I have no idea what they're worth. You know anything about horses?
Oh, do I? I know the two most important things. That end bites and that end kicks.
Thank you, Eddie R. Carroll. Ruth, is the afternoon paper here yet?
Here it is, Matt.
Oh, thanks. I want to see if they've got the ad right. Let's see. Help wanted, situations, for sale boats, motorcycles, radios, furniture. Oh, that's a fine ad. If this doesn't sell him, nothing will. I put my heart into it. Read it to Ruth, Lily.
All right. For sale, noble specimen of man's best friend. Excellent physical condition. Sound of wind. Matt, how do you know that?
Well, it must be sound of wind. When he breathes, you can hear him a block away.
Gentle, willing, and extremely intelligent for a 2-year-old.
How do you know how old he is?
Easy. I looked in his mouth, and he's only got 2 teeth. Lily, read the next part. That's really the clincher.
All right.
Oh, Matt, this is too silly. I can't read it.
It's good. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead and read it, Mother. Well, if you insist, real bargain, original part throughout, used only on Sundays by a Pasadena school teacher.
If that isn't the most ridiculous thing anybody ever heard of.
Don't scoff, Ruth. If that little phrase can sell 10 million broken down jalopies a year, it ought to be able to get rid of one broken down horse.
Lily!
In the backyard, Hilda!
Would you like to come along?
Oh, I can't, dear. Both the children are out, and Matt has an ad in the paper to try to sell 100 grand. It breaks my heart to think of parting from him.
Oh, it's easy to get used to an animal.
Hilda, maybe you'd like to buy him. He'd make a wonderful saddle horse.
Thanks, but I've only ridden a horse once in my life, and that was enough.
Why, what happened?
For 2 weeks afterwards, I couldn't sit down, and the horse couldn't stand up.
You shouldn't poke such fun at yourself. You're not that heavy.
Who asked you?
Hilda, dear. I'm sure he didn't mean that personally.
Well, he'd better not. Oh, Lily, how's Matt taking the shock of realizing he's not rich?
Well, I tell you, Ruth and I were very worried at first.
Oh.
He went around with a wild look in his eye, as if he intended to do something desperate. But during the last few hours, he's improved quite a bit.
That's good.
In fact, if he keeps improving at this rate for a couple of weeks more, Ruth's going to give him back his razor so he can shave.
Poor Matt. I know how he must feel. I still remember how my first husband carried on when he thought he had a fortune in his grasp and found out he didn't.
When was that?
The day after we were married and he looked at my bank book. Don't forget we've got a date to go to the movies tonight.
I haven't forgotten. Say, let's go to see that new Gary Cooper movie, Return to Paradise.
Oh, I'd love to. Is it a 3-dimension picture?
No, Hilda, but it doesn't have to be. When Gary Cooper's in a picture, all they need is 1 dimension. Up. Oh, I'll bet that's somebody coming to look at the horse.
Well, I'd better go before he gets here. I wouldn't want to confuse him.
Goodbye, Hilda.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do?
About your ad.
The horse belongs to my son-in-law.
Oh, I see. My name is Stern.
My name is Lily Ruskin. And that's 100 grand.
I see. Very nice. Excellent posture, fine bone structure, straight nose, and lovely blue eyes.
Mr. Stern, that's the horse over there.
I know. But if you don't mind, I'd much rather admire a delightful young filly.
Thank you for the compliment, but I'm afraid this filly wasn't a filly, even when the old gray mare was what she used to be.
I'll say it's not very often one meets a charming woman with such a sense of humor.
Now about the horse. Just look at him.
Mm.
Isn't he a handsome animal?
Him? Oh, Mrs. Ruskin, you do have a sense of humor.
Well, perhaps he isn't too much on look, but he's very spirited.
Forgive me for saying this, but I've seen horses on merry-go-rounds that were much more alive.
Then you're not interested in buying him?
Oh, I didn't say that. I don't have too much work for a horse. You see, I just have a little place where I raise goats.
Oh, that's interesting. What's the name of the dairy?
I never bother to give it a name. I figure anybody who comes within 10 miles knows it's there. How much were you asking for the horse?
My son-in-law will be back any minute and discuss it with you, but there's something that I'd like to know.
Oh? What?
Do you have any chickens on your farm?
A few, yes.
Oh, I'm so relieved.
Why?
He loves scrambled eggs.
Your son-in-law?
No, the horse.
That's all he eats?
No, he's very fond of petunias, too. You'd be surprised.
Lily, did anybody get... Oh, I see somebody did.
That's right, dear. Mr. Stern, this is my son-in-law, Matt Henshaw.
How do you do? You're interested in buying my horse?
Oh, I think he'll fit my purposes.
Good. Shall we start...
Horse trading?
Poor horsey. I can't watch. If you'll excuse me, I'm going inside. Mr. Stern.
Yes?
Promise me if you buy him, you'll treat him well. Goodbye.
What's wrong with her?
Well, she's grown very attached to that horse.
Oh.
Of course, we all have. I look upon him as a younger brother.
Stop baring your teeth at me, brother.
Yes, sir. It breaks my heart to think of parting with him.
How much are you asking for him?
Well, how about $1,000?
Well, how about $10?
Sold. But mind you, I'm only doing it because I'm financially embarrassed. I need the dough to put in a new lawn. Feed the family. Thank you, and take him away.
Here's your money.
Goodbye, 100 grand, old pal. This is it. No long, sad farewells. And as you walk down the driveway, remember, don't look back.
An hour. What are you figuring?
16 cents. Well, I'm just adding up how much it cost me to inherit a fortune. The transportation from Texas, $150. Food en route, $17. Food while guest, $85.
Calm down, he's gone.
And good riddance. No matter what it costs, we're lucky we got rid of him forever.
Lily, are you ready to go to the movies?
As soon as I get my hat, Hilda.
Good.
Oh, dear. Here's the note I found pinned to your door.
A note? What? Mm-hmm. Why, a wonderful... the world. Oh, no.
What is it, Mother? You've turned pale.
It's from Mr. Stern,
the man who bought 100 grand?
Yes, and listen.
What does it say?
Dear Mrs. Ruskin, it was a pleasure meeting a person like you. It is not often one meets somebody with such devotion to animals as you and your son-in-law displayed. I got halfway to my ranch and decided I just couldn't go through with it, so you'll find the horse tied to your front gate.
Oh, this must be somebody's idea of a joke.
If it is, Matt, I'm afraid I know who's having the last laugh.
Created and directed by Clark Levy. Today's recorded script was written by Bill Friedman and Bob Schiller. Featured in the cast were Hal March as Matt, Doris Singleton as Ruth, Verna Felton as Hilda, Alan Reed as Pete, with Joe Forte, Stanley Adams, and Charlie Lund. Bob Lamond speaking. Be sure to hear December Bride next week at the same time. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.